Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, okay, you know what it is, you know where you're at, Monstrous Radio Live. We're just going to jump right into it this week, Monstrous Monday, helping y'all get ready for the week. We got Takeover Tuesday, we got Wet Wednesday, we got Comma Cafe, a whole lineup for y'all all week, but for now, we're going to rock with this Zoe Dollaz, Casey Vezzi, help us get our week started. Oh yeah, yeah.
See some broke niggas hating on the sidelines. We just laughing at them niggas giving high five. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just here to fuck the night up. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, me, my niggas finna turn up. Oh yeah, yeah.
Dark shade,
red cup. Woo. Mobbing through the party like, what's up? See a few chicks that can suck up. But fuck it, we just here to get fucked up. See some bad bitches,
bad bitches.
Real life, no filter, no catfish. See some niggas hating on the sideline. Tell them niggas get a better job. 9-5. I'm just mobbing through, fly like a plane. Cup of water in my hand, I don't do Mary Jane. My niggas sipping on drink, ain't rolling up. Fucking, we ain't leaving out the party till the sun is up. I'm just mobbing through the party with my niggas. Seen a couple bad bitches fucking with us. See some broke niggas hating on the sideline. We just laughing at them niggas giving high five. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just here to fuck the night up. Oh yeah, yeah. Me, my niggas finna turn up. Oh yeah, yeah.
Young veggies made these girls all go crazy. Said she never met a nigga that was so wavy. Baby never left a lot in that new status. When you turn the lights down, she get X-rated. Getting pounds from the plug, way like 480. I've been caught up in the game, shit so crazy. I whip it up into the pot until it go crazy. Girl, I beat it up and never leave no statement. She the type of bad bitch a baller would call. And I'm a young rich nigga, ain't tripping at all. She like I'm with my friends too, who coming with y'all? It's just me and Zoe Dollaz, this is foreign brawl.
I'm mobbing through the party with my niggas. Seen a couple bad bitches fucking with us. See some broke niggas hating on the sideline. We just laughing at them niggas giving high five. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just here to fuck the night up. Oh yeah, yeah. Me, my niggas finna turn up. Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, Zoe Dollaz, Casey Vezzi. That's called Oh Yeah Yeah. Getting y'all ready, getting y'all Monday started. So I'm just DJ E-Monster, the dude on the ones and twos, the lady that does a lot of that commentary. She's here too. She goes by Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hey. She's doing great. Just great. Great.
That sounded
tired,
like
but great.
Don't ask. Okay. That makes a little more, because you had that, like, don't ask me again. That's my story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking to it.
I'm sticking with that.
I have
that,
an alibi,
yeah,
for where I was at, and you don't need to know nothing else. I need my lawyer presence to answer any more questions.
Sounds about right.
Okay. So, let's see what we got. It's Monstrous Monday. You know, it's the top of the week. You know, get people ready for tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday, only night of the week where you can call into a radio network and talk about what you want to talk about. Let's see, we got Wet Wednesday, not all slow, but definitely sexy, and we also got Comma Cafe. So, let's see, what are some things that we're going to be on tonight, though? What we on tonight?
Well, you know, we got to do my around the weather monstrously. around the world. And, you know, we got some who bumping who, who's getting fat. And then, you know, whatever you've done, Monster, over the week, we can talk about it, what you do, what I did. You know, was we living monstrous or we was living lazy? You know, talk about it like that. You know, how we live.
Okay. So, all right, we're definitely going to get into that. So, let me see. Honestly, I'm not set up to play nothing. I'm a lazy-ass DJ tonight. I ain't set up to play shit. I mean, nothing, Nathan. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to need you to get it together, DJ. DJ Emos, I'm going to need you to put it together. Get something. Yeah,
okay.
It's Monster
I was trying
Monday.
To think of something
you
else.
You can't be slipping, can't be slipping and tripping on your pimping with the DJ and, you know, playing the music that we love to hear by DJ Monster on Monster's Radio, you know, hitting us up.
Okay.
424-243-9649, pressing 1, getting in the groove. I'm just saying, joining in.
Okay, now that was a bipolar-ass comment or compliment. She said, slipping on your pimping, the DJ we love. That's all I heard. Okay, I got something for y'all. An independent artist. This is called Hustle Hustle. His name is Two Cedars from his mixtape called Keep On Coasting V4. Monsters Radio, online radio with Aurora on a Monday night.
We live, y'all.
I went from nothing to something, seen my dreams come true. Money right, top gone, with a red bitch. Mama said this life would surely take me under, but that money came quick. That shit'll make you wonder. I remember being broke, kitchen at 17, way before that Jose running all them fucking foreign things. Sometimes I roll clean, still had the green machine, but the 23 dollars had the wettest paint you've seen. Sit back and chill a minute, let me try to paint the scene. Get as vivid as I can without really changing things. I remember we were snatching books, tearing up them lines. 19 twice, I could get it 100 times. My life's that real, I could give you 100 lines. You'll probably think I'm biting Jeezy if I tell you about the time when I was just a shit with that money on my mind. I hit up on my grind every day trying to shine.
Monday to Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gonna hustle long, then I'm gonna hustle strong.
Changed who I was from the jump, I kept it thorough. In and out of jail, I had my fair share of trouble. But could you blame me though for wanting to see my profits double? Now I'm older and really getting a kick out of these youngins, taking all these different drugs, starting shit up over nothing. For wanting something, your peers will look at you funny. I'm chasing money though with street codes and real rules. Niggas killing out here trying to pay real dues. In the presence of a player, better stay real cool. Niggas selling wolf tickets by what they will do. I'm still chilling in my hood, I'm just waiting on you. I might make my homeboys gon' slide on through. I'm hearing rumors start to surface, y'all gon' slide on who? I'm glad to see you on your toes, I applaud that dude. Cause this is checks, not checkers, better fall back, fool. You better fall back,
Monday
fool.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gon' hustle long,
get you a dick, you and leave you trapped. I felt scrutiny, but trying to put my hood up on the map. And all I wanna do is rap and make feel good music. Seeing niggas get this paper, let me know I can do it. No, I never been a hater, I was deeply influenced. You can ask the bras about me, bet they say I'm the coolest. Ask some niggas about my crew, I bet they say we get foolish. Real recognize real, who the fuck is you fooling? I bet you don't even know what the fuck you doing. You just out here, hard ass, head first moving. You probably be the reason that the whole team get flipped. That's why your calls get screen, and I don't fuck with you, bitch. I follow ethics, I was taught. Yeah, I stick to the script. Loose lips sink ships, and we too far in the ocean. I'd rather throw you overboard so I can keep on coasting. Keep on smoking, keep on
Monday
going.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gonna hustle long, then I'm
DJ E Monster. She is Miss Unbelievable, and we are the Monstars, minus our other co-partner, Miss Jazzy B. But she's at home. You dig? She's gonna get back to us when she starts to feel better. I talked to her today on the phone. She sounded like a full-fledged man. I'm just saying, hello, what's up, my man? I ain't been on the radio. It's all right, mama. It's all right. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. So who knows? She might check in with us, give us an update on her status. But for now, let's get into our Monstrous Radio weather report and see what's going on around the world in our monstrous spots. And we might be hitting a spot near you. So what's good, Miss Unbelievable? You there? Hello. Did you mute yourself? Maybe. Let's go to a commercial and we'll get it together.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right. Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubba gum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some smack in the mouth bubble gum. That's right, smack in the mouth bubble gum. Now available at the quick pick me out and rob me corner store. Blunt's three for a dollar, but that's six on EBD.
All right, let's see if we got her back yet. Get there? Unbelievable? Not yet? Okay, well, let's run with some more music. Independent artist, goes by the name of Eli Triplett. I just seen a video he did. he did at a high school, and they was going crazy. Make sure you look him up. Eli Triplett, E-L-I-T-R-I-P-L-E-T-T. This is his track called Triple Double. Monstrous Radio Live. We did an interview with him right here on one of our Takeover Tuesday, available 24/7, 365. So let's check him out, y'all. Eli Triplett, Triple Double. Okay, let's see what he on.
Praise the Lord, I made it out the struggle. I picked my family up with all the muscle. Yeah, they took the boy right out the jungle, but you could never take away my hustle. Walking through the rain and all the puddles, said I ain't going back like a rebuttal. I picked myself right up out the rubble, and now I'm steady balling triple double. Yeah. Ay, now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Ay, now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Yeah. And I gotta get it by any means. Rest in peace to all my enemies, cause I'm steady moving on the bigger things. I had to get it for nothing, homie, just take a look at all my history. Now I walk in the mall and ball out, got me feeling like 23. I've got struggle in my memories, now I'm ripping up all of my denim jeans. Everybody used to pick on the kid, now I am the man of the century. I really coming from nowhere, homie, just take a look at what it did to me. Now everybody that used to talk, steady dying off like the Kennedys. Whoa. I swear to God, it's not a single person worthy of my throne. Real talk. I had to make it by myself, homie, I was all alone. Now everybody tryna hit up my phone. I swear to God, I'm an introvert, I'm not tryna throw nobody a bone. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, and I ain't finna leave, that's on my mama. They be steady hoping that I fumble, so I'ma take them out just like the garbage. I ain't had it easy, I will struggle. Even to this day, they sleeping on us, but I told my dad that we gon' make it out, and I ain't going back on a promise. I told my little brother that I got it, so I ain't slowing down, I'ma stack up. We be moving up on steady pack. I ain't even used to have a mattress. I ain't have a penny, I was broke. Nowadays they tryna catch me lacking. Someone tell these haters that I got it. Run up on me if you want the static. Run up on me if you want the smoke. Body bag, I carry free loads. Wild boy, I feel like Steve-O. I ain't taking nothing back like Repo. Easy shots, I feel like free throw. Chat town, learn the lingo. I got many alter egos. I run the block, I feel like Rico. Yeah. Now I'm steady ballin', triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin', triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble.
Eli Triplett, Monstrous Radio, online radio with the roar, where the underground artists and the upcomers are above ground making quake. Up next, I got Dima Cash and Kay Allen. They both did interviews right here on Monstrous Radio. This is their track called AO, and don't forget, those interviews are available 24/7, 365. Get in. Alright, I got the Monstrous Radio weather right after this.
Coast girls, put your hands up. West Coast girls, gon' show some. Down South girls, put your cups up. Midwest girls, show me more love. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like, got it like. She back it up, then she drop it like, drop it like. She so bad that she want it like, want it like. I wanna show her what it really like, really like. I just wanna talk, how far can I take it? Half the bar clothes on the table, butt naked, everything shaking. Tokyo to LA, she got them ass quakes, flip a cup and I'm like, okay. How the hell I find you? Body like a model. Coach should be a sponsor, cause you looking like they bottle. So hold that, swallow, click this, follow. I'm trying to be your future, hello to tomorrow. I know that she into me, I feel the energy. Her booty thick, her lips are right, I want her next to me. How the hell you even getting your jeans? I wanna be the one to get right between. Yeah, I'ma get it, I promise I'ma get it. Leaving out the club with a smile and a titty. I love these women, you gotta love these women. We gon' get it, I'm enjoying every minute like. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like, got it like. She back it up, then she drop it like, drop it like. She so bad that she want it like, want it like. I wanna show her what it really like, really like. Hey yo, I'ma show you how it really go. I start a combo when she tell me what I wanna know. So easy, this game's so easy. Good mind on the dime, fine wine, and she free. Hello, 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 can I get a demo? The digits and the name and the date in the memo. Booty so fat and it's going to the tempo. Up, down, yeah, she ready, girl, let go. Oh yeah, now we riding out the bar. Champagne in the car while we eating caviar. She screaming my name, Dima Cash is who I are. She tell me I'm a star and my skills above par. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stopping. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stopping like.
Hey, oh, that girl got it, yeah, she got it like, got it like.
Hey, oh,
she back it up, then she drop it like, drop it like.
Hey, oh,
she so bad that she want it like, want it like.
Hey, oh,
I wanna show her what it really like, really like.
Okay. All right, check it out. Like I said, that's Dima Cash and Kay Allen called AO. And I want to start something new over here with the Monstrous Radio Weather Report. I want people to try to guess which one is going to be the hottest. We might even do a contest. We might start giving away shirts around here. You dig? I'm going to run down the Twin Cities, New York, ATL, LA, London, and Paris. Which one do you think is going to be the warmest spot? I'll give you a moment. I wish I had some type of ring thing. Ding, da, dong, ding, 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 ding. But I ain't got one. I ain't got one. So I'm going to break it down. I'm probably going to go, let's see, I'm going to go from the bottom to the top. Unfortunately, as y'all probably know, my city is going to be at the bottom. The Twin Cities is coming in at 41 degrees. That's right, a little ass 41 degrees. It's beautiful outside. We got ATL coming in at, no, we got London, sorry. London coming in at 58 on a chilly night. Paris is rocking in at a 64. We got ATL at 74. New York at 67. I just fucked that all up. We got LA at 81. So if you chose L.A., then that is your spot. So I'm going to slap y'all with another new track, and then we come back. We're going to bring it back with Miss Unbelievable. Looks like she got it together over there. So all right, check it out. I ain't paid this one that much. Some new Dipset. Again, I played on Friday. This is called Stronger on a Monstrous Monday. Getting y'all week started.
Nigga,
DJ E Monster. Get in.
Hey, Els, how you feeling?
We getting stronger and stronger.
I know how
deep
it is.
Hey,
what's up?
Get it on my own, and it took me longer. Feel like stay down, and it made me stronger.
Feel strong.
No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger. I feel stronger.
This is dedication. What? Matter of fact, it's a celebration.
Let's go.
And I ain't trying to preach, but I had a revelation.
Pray for me.
Now trust me, it's hard.
Hey.
But it must be a God.
Okay.
Cause I've been getting money for like 20 plus R's.
Facts.
Hard years. Must have brought about 20 plus cars.
Facts.
God fearing. Young nigga, I was hard of hearing. And I ain't hold a car, but I could be judged for the cars I'm staring.
That's true.
These are the Mars I'm wearing. When we pulling up and all the hopes be staring.
Hey, baby.
What they need to do is pay homage to the originator.
This is that.
Before the rap, I was stashed coke in the refrigerator.
Burr.
Before that, I'd have sold crack to all the neighbors.
Tap.
Just looking back, I had the lumberjack and all the flames.
Uncle Ricky.
Did it on my own and it took me longer. Feel like stayed down and it made me stronger. No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger. I feel stronger.
The almighty dip set. Honey dip, come get your lips wet. You can fuck all of us. Yeah, bloops, that's dip sex. Still pushing weight, still pumping iron. You don't wanna see the kid flex. Nigga, my arm's strong. Don't get stressed. Holes in them. Leave a nigga looking like fish neck. Got the fish scale and the Pyrex. About to whip that. Whip that. Yo, new. That's old news. I did that. Been to hit that. But for some reason, she missed that. She wanna kidnap my dick back. So I made sure that it was gift wrapped. And in it, I nipped that. Still got it. That white girl. Katy Perry, no riff raff. If you broke, nigga, you should fix that. She a hoe, nigga, you can't fix that. She a hoe, nigga, you can't fix that. We lit at.
Did it on my own and it took me longer. Feel like stayed down and it made me stronger. No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger. I feel stronger.
She did a thing. Voila.
Wish
the face look like.
Look like.
Bye bye. Was everywhere like Wi-Fi. Word. Then we that la-la. Kills the kitty, cause I'm the cat with nine lives.
Yep.
Then we vanilla. Round two, we tore off the villa. She like, you really a. I'm like, don't get too familiar.
Yeah.
Who could see him? I like to see him.
Please.
Word. Who could beat him? I like to meet him.
Yeah.
Lunch of Peter Ruger's, me and Ruger. We the rulers, pay respect and pay a check. Who you mac to me, baby?
Did it on my own and it took me longer. Feel like stayed down and it made me stronger. No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger, I feel stronger.
Okay. So that dip set is called Stronger. Yeah, we're stronger as a team. We're stronger as a team. It's unbelievable. Are you back now?
Yes.
Are you back?
I am. I'm sorry. My bladder was like, okay. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to hear them peeping on the top. I'm like, sorry. It would have just been so awkward. Y'all would have heard a trip, trip. Flush, flush. I was like, no, I can't do it. I ain't ready.
Right.
Y'all was just thinking she going number one or number two.
Well, damn. Okay. So let's see. So all right. So I know we still got the entertainment news. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? What are some of the things we're going to talk about? We might even jump into one or two of them. I don't know. But what are some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight?
We got some Drizzy Drake. We got some Fabulous. We got some sports news. We got some housewife news. And we got some royal seed news. And we got some basketball news, and some ghetto news. All right.
Okay, okay. We're taking it around the world tonight. Okay, we're going
around
the ghetto to the burbs. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. Let me see. Now, there was something that I did want to talk about this week. Posted up on my Facebook page. And people, believe me, you want to go to the Monsters page and connect with us because we have all kinds of things going on. Like, it's unbelievable. She has great things in the morning for inspiration. If you're the type of person that wakes up in the morning and you need that inspiration, believe me, you want to get her inspiration of sunshine in the morning. Me, I just be on bullshit. You don't want to add me. You've been on block me in about 2 weeks. bullshit. I'm trying to find what I was looking for, what I had posted. But, oh, yeah, here it is. Here it is. There's a thing on my page. Matter of fact, I'm about to post it to the Monstars page right now. Let me see. Okay, let me get to the share. And it talks about basically it's a white guy. Right, let's see if it was to be a white guy. If you listen to some of my interviews, I said some guys are white guys, and like, no, I'm not white. And it's very embarrassing. But this guy, he appears to be white. But he talks about a lady who put up her food. Right? And I want to know, okay, what's up with this myth that everybody says white people can't cook? Now, apparently she can't cook. She called herself, what did she call it? She called herself making a dinner. And she got like shrimps and potatoes, some regular ass corn, and tried to charge $12 for it. And homeboy hit the roof. He's like, the fuck? it's called Allie. Is it Allie's Kitchen? Okay. It says $12 comes with a soda. Okay, they're in the Fort Pierce area. So if you're in the Fort Pierce area, if you got juked by this $12 bullshit meal, hit us up right here on Monsters Radio. Let us know how you feel about it. But I want to know, what's up with saying everybody say white people can't cook? I mean, what is that? Why do everybody always say that, though? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd be one of them. I'd be quitting it. Man, okay. Like, you know, especially, you know, we talked about last week about, you know, do you want to stay at home? You know, there's a romantic for a guy to treat a woman. You know, a lot of times women say, hey, come over, let me cook a meal for you, a good home-cooked meal. So you got something to look forward to, whatever, whatever. But anytime, I'm going to keep it honest, anytime some white lady might ask me, invite me over, first thing I ask them, what seasonings you got in your cabinet? So, I mean, so what is it that makes us say they can't cook? Even some of them say they can't cook. I mean, what is it really they can't cook?
I think it's the seasonings. A lot of people, you know, go, because some white people could cook, like, but I guess it's the flavor. Like, what flavor are you used to eating? You know, when you look at the cooking shows, you see mostly of the white people cooking because they usually like their food either raw, close to raw, al dente, and they usually use just salt and pepper. They usually don't use any other seasonings. And they always say that black people use a lot of fat, you know, in their food to fatten it up, to give it seasoning, give it taste. So their palate is like a little blander than ours, so they don't use a lot of salt. And us black folks, we use a lot of seasonings to season our food, a lot. So I don't think it's the color per se. I just think it's how our taste palate is, how we eat. Because a lot of people don't use different ingredients. Like a lot of black people are just adopting a lot of the white folks' palate nowadays. Because they're saying that the way we cook is so hypertensive and blood pressure and diabetes, and it raises that. So I think it mostly deals with the presentation of their food. We try to jazz it up, you know, make it look delicious, and sometimes it be nasty. I can't say all black folks can cook because sometimes their food be too salty and it's just gross. And I just be like, you think that's no. So I guess it's just how you was raised to make it.
Okay, I like that. I'm gonna run with that. I can't even debate that. You dig? I like how you said it. It's not really the color. It's just basically, you know, like you said, the amount of seasonings that we may use, whatever, whatnot. And I just want to say about the comment about the fat. Sometimes the fat, some of the fat, when you're cooking it, it keeps the meat juicy. Keep it from drying out.
Hell
it
yeah.
That's what it is. I'm sensitive on that because I'd be quick to be like, no, get the one with a little more fat on it. Everybody, no, I don't need that extra lean shit. The motherfucking meat going to be dry as hell. Get it with a little extra fat. We're going to cook that off, but don't worry about it. I got this. So, yeah.
It's almost like the debate with the macaroni and cheese. Like, black folks' macaroni and cheese against white folks' macaroni and cheese. Like, and then against Midwest macaroni and cheese, down south macaroni and cheese, white folks macaroni and cheese, and you know what I'm saying? Like, there's different macaroni, and then East Coast macaroni and cheese and West Coast macaroni and cheese. Like, there's, like, different ways people make macaroni and cheese, and they're like, what's the best? Do you like it runny? Do you like it thick? Do you like it? I mean, so it's almost like with the macaroni and cheese and then the potato salad, you know? People don't eat everybody's potato salad. People don't eat everybody's spaghetti. So you have those debates. Like, serious, you have those debates because, you know, you be like, I was taught at a young age, you better not eat nobody's spaghetti, because I done saw some things that people did with some spaghetti that was just gross. Like, I would not, if I am not sitting there watching you cook it, yes, I promise you, I don't go and eat spaghetti when I'm out. Like, they be like, you want spaghetti? Hell to the no, and I'm eating your spaghetti, because I done saw people put their blood in their spaghetti, and I was like, what the fuck? Did I just see you do? And then, and from there, I was just like literally traumatized.
Right. See, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you talking about cooked food, I'll be like that with some dry food sometimes. I mean, when I used to go to my friend's house about eating their damn cereal. You dig? I just know them is not almonds, and them little ant, shriveled up ants is not raisins. You dig?
You're
not fooling me. I don't know how clean it is around here. I'm cool. If I don't hear it sizzling to burn off all the germs in a fry pan, I'm going home.
Yep. What
the fuck you mean?
I used to be hungry leaving my girlfriend's house. I used to be hungry as shit because I knew she had roaches, and they would just meet you at the dough, and I was like, man, my nigga, I can't eat nothing over here. Like, you got roaches. Like, you got roach droppings. I don't know if they got hatched eggs in different places. Like, nah, I can't even, you know, rock with you.
I was drinking
alcohol because they can't survive in alcohol. That kills, you know. I'm like, y'all, okay, I can drink that. They wash my cup out about five times, and then you, like, wash your cup out, like, six or seven times, you'd be like, okay, that's enough. No, one more time. No, that's enough. No, one more time. Because in your mind, you thinking roaches mean dirty.
Right. It's not necessarily the case, but that is naturally what people think, especially when you live in apartments. It could be a dirty person downstairs, and they're just speeding off of there, and they just venture out like little-ass, venture-ass roaches. That they are, you dig? And they just may end up somebody else's spot. I'll say this one, and you can comment back, and then we'll get into our entertainment news. But yeah, but here's something else, and kind of off the shade a little bit. But here's one thing that I noticed was always difficult for me, because I grew up in the inner city. You dig? I'm going to keep it 100. I grew up in the inner city. We didn't go out to eat that much. My mom would cook what we need. When we made sausages, she made sausages and made the motherfuckers like everybody else in the inner city parents made the motherfuckers a little crispy to make sure that they done because they pork. You dig?
Right.
I used to have this friend, well, his dad, you know, they stayed on the same block with us. They owned their house. He owned the house. He rented out half of it. So, you know, they got a little bit of money. You know what I mean? So they got a little bit of finer things in life. You know what I mean? But what used to get me is, they used to cook everything in the microwave. Everything in the microwave. Some things is all right, but some things just don't work for me in the microwave. You dig? Like a hot dog. Like, he used to cook the whole hot dog in the mic. Like, you ain't going to boil that? You just, no, you just going to wrap it in a napkin, stick it in the microwave, take it out, put some cheese on it, and give it to me? I'm going home. Hell no. And then the worst part used to be in the morning, they used to have the breakfast sausage. You know, like I said, anybody in the inner city know, your mama, your daddy, make it a little crispy to make sure it's done because it's pork. It's hog. You got to cook it a little crispy. Make sure it's hog. You don't get the little wormies. Man, daddy used to put them little put the sausage in the microwave. I ain't know if it was sausage or bubble gum. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh.
I thought I was eating flavorless Wrigley, no mint. Bubble gum. That's what it tastes like. Yeah. Microwave sausages, breakfast sausages. You don't do that. You just don't do that. You might be able to slide with a bologna sandwich. You might be able to slide, put the bologna in it. Still got to put the slit in the middle. But you might be able to slide with it. But you can't put no breakfast sausage. Let me stop. This show is not about breakfast. you want to comment on that? you want to comment on our blunt and the pancake section of the show tonight?
Oh my gosh, that's so gross! Like you just make like you could put bacon because that bacon gets so crispy in the microwave. You could put. There's some things that you just cannot. I mean, you can't put bologna because you gotta have the crisp. On the bologna meat,
right.
When you cut that X in there, and it has to have that crunch, otherwise it ain't no bologna sandwich. It's just not. There's
bologna.
Some things like you just cannot put in a microwave. And I think a lot of people, when the microwave first came out, they just thought that you can just microwave the world in there. It's like, oh, put it in the microwave. Just put it in the microwave. We're like looking at you like, why would you? Why? Like they used to put hamburgers in. My mom put a hamburger in the microwave one day. I was like, oh, you think I'm about to eat that?
Why?
Do you see what that look like? Like, my nigga, I didn't call her that, but I was thinking to myself, now I was a little kid who had like a smart little mouth. I was like, I'm just letting you know now, I'm not eating that. And she kind of like looked at me, I was like, did you see? I'm not eating that because, like, if you look in the plate, you still have, like, the little stuff that come off the meat, you know, when I was like, I will go. You know what can't go wrong? Sugar, butter, and bread. You know, that don't have to go in the microwave. Or I could do a syrup sandwich. Boom. That ain't got to go in the microwave.
A syrup sandwich.
I'm straight.
All right. And that is our food section for tonight.
Right.
All right, what we got in this entertainment news? What's going on around the world with these stars and how they doing what they do when they do what they do? Oh my goodness,
and
how they do it.
And how they do it? Well, Erica Mena, she was on the Love and Hip Hop star. Erica Mena was arrested this past weekend for weed, which becomes an afterthought when you hear her boyfriend was also arrested after allegedly kicking in a door to get her during an argument. Erica and her boyfriend, Clifford Dixon, were hauled off to jail Friday in Jones Creek, Georgia, about 27 miles outside of Atlanta, after someone called the cops from their home to report an argument getting out of hand. Once cops arrived, they interviewed different people in the home and discovered Cliff and Erica had been fighting and that Cliff allegedly kicked through a bathroom door to a room in which Mena had locked herself in. According to police reports, Erica and Cliff's roommates heard them fighting upstairs and apparently heard someone getting slapped. Cops say they didn't see any visible marks on either person but ended up busting Cliff with two different people reported he kicked through the door. He denied breaking it. Cliff was arrested for criminal trespass because Erica told cops the property was in her name. Meanwhile, Erica was arrested for possession of bud. Cops say Erica admitted smoking weed and that she had some in her home. Cops say they found baggies of weed and possibly TH wax in her bedroom and her kitchen. Erica was featured on Love and Hip Hop's Atlanta, where she's been previously named a main character.
Right. Okay. Okay. Wow. That situation escalated out of control. I don't think much will happen with her little weed charge. If anything, she'll probably just get a little ticket. And that's going to go away. The crazy part is going to be for her boyfriend kicking in the door, especially when they got witnesses saying that they've seen him kick in the door.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
I guess that's keeping her little street cred as if she's hood. Nigga, please, what are you doing with roommates? That means you ain't making no money still. Okay, my bad. My bad. My oops. Did I say that out loud?
So, yeah, but, I mean, that's a whole nother social issue right there about the temperament. I'm just saying, some of us men sometimes, and some of us women, some of y'all women, it goes both ways about when we're in what sets us in a rage to do that. To kick in doors, force ourselves upon somebody, not force them, you know, like that, but you guys understand what I'm saying. You guys heard the article. What really takes us to elevate to that? I mean, what really makes us elevate to that?
And if you're under the influence as of, you know, drugs, because weed can put you in a different mode. It all depends, you know, what kind you're smoking. It brings you high or it brings you low. So if they're both smoking it, you know, and if it's laced with anything, so now you're impaired and your judgment is, you know, heightened, that can make a difference too. I mean, there's really nothing as far as worse can be spoken unless, you know, you just really just saying some foul stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because we always know what button to push if that's our guy. So we know what foul stuff will get him to go to the 10. But it takes a real person to just be like, you know what? I ain't going there with you. Because I don't know what happened. See, but if you're impaired and you're not thinking that way, you're going to do some dumb stuff. And that's mostly what happens when some people do the most dumb stuff is when they're drunk, high, on drugs, you really, or, you know, if that person is really, like, got anger issues and you already know that person got anger issues, and that's their MO. Like, anything sets them off. You know, they could have bipolar or, you know, some type of mental illness. So, but just a normal person, you shouldn't get set off, for real.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem was. The problem was that weak-ass weed they motherfucking had. Because... when you had to say some strong shit to piss somebody off, be like, oh, fuck you, I ain't worried about it. Yep, I sure am. You did. And when he tried to kick in the door, it would have sounded more like he trying to woo her. Instead of kicking, it would have sounded more like a knock. Nah, open the door. Because, you know, when you high, that's what it would have sounded like, more like that than kicking in the door, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I blame it on the weed man. They weed man.
You blame it on the weed man?
Yeah, he need to be arrested, you bunk ass motherfucker. It's your fault.
It's your fault. All right, here we go. Right. Lala Anthony still figuring out things with Mello after 2017 separation. Don't stick a fork in Lala and Carmelo Anthony just yet, because the actress says the couple is trying to figure things out after separating in 2017. We broke the story that Lala and the NBA superstar living singly after going through a rough patch last year, but neither side ever filed for divorce. When asked about their status on Saturday, Lala revealed it's not totally over for the couple of 15 years, and their focus is on their 11-year-old son. We're good, I mean, but we've been together for a really long time, so we're figuring out how to make it work for the best for Kion and what is best for us, she told People. The two have hung out in public several times over the past year, most recently teaming up to support the family of the 15-year boy who was murdered in New York. There are also reports that the couple was packing on some heavy PDA at an event over the weekend, so that's a good sign for their marriage.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I really hope it does work out for them. You know, just for their sanity. I'm not going to say for the kid. I'm just saying for their own personal sanity. You know what I mean? Because, you know, they got to be in love. They've been together that long. I really hope it works out for them. You know what I mean? I hope it does.
Me too. I like that couple. They're cutesy. Congratulations, Prince Henry and Meghan Markle, expecting their first royal seed.
Okay.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have been having some royal sex. Kingston Palace confirmed today that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their first child just 5 months after the royal wedding. Details are skimpy for now, but Meghan is due in the spring of 2019. That's going to be such a cute baby. The couple reportedly broke the news to the royal family on Friday at Princess Eugenie's wedding to Jack Brooksbank. Kingston Palace adds that Meghan's mother, Dora Reglan, is very happy about the lovely news, and she looks forward to welcoming her first grandchild, the Duke and Duchess. Child will be seventh in line to the throne after Prince Charles, Prince William's three children, and Prince Harry. This is yet another great-grandchild for Queen Elizabeth. Prior to the announcement, rumors were swirling that the couple was trying to get pregnant, and they did.
Okay. That's what's up. I ain't seen so many royalty kids in my lifetime. I'm just saying, I ain't seen so many royalty kids. They got a lot of kids now. Okay, a lot of little royalty offsprings and blah, blah, blah. I got them looking like the, and look, I'm going to be nice because I'm cool with them over there. I'm trying to get back to Parliament. that's a good thing, though. You know what I mean? That's a good thing. I like that. Okay, a lot of good things in entertainment news tonight. Okay, let me stop before I fuck around and curse it. Okay.
So tell me how you think about this one. Another Atlanta housewife, Portia fiance, exposed creeping. Okay, so I want to know if this is treatment to you or someone being just fucking nasty. Portia was from the Atlanta housewife. Fiance has been accused of creeping on her. Portia is currently engaged to baby's father, Dennis McKinley. But this weekend, a woman went on social media and accused Portia's fiance of blowing up her phone, trying to speak with her. The woman, who is a former business partner with Dennis, claims that Portia's fiance has been trying to call her phone desperately to talk with her. She implied that Dennis wanted to have a romantic with her. And the woman supplied receipts. This is the history of her phone. She alleges that after she ghosted Dennis, he called her from a blocked number. Okay, so earlier this month, Portia spoke openly about her how close they was, giving up on love. Then she reported that she met the man of her dreams, and now it happened, and when we're not looking anymore, it's when you go ahead and give up. I stopped looking, and he arrived. I gave up, honey, and brought cats online. They on the way. I'm going to have to cancel that order. I was ready to let go, and then he came around. Okay, so I think that ain't spilling no tea. I think that girl's being messy as shit because he ain't chose you. So you can't call nobody no more? You're a former business partner, so now we're gonna automatically assume he's trying to hit the panties.
Right, you might. She ain't saying what the financials of the business was. She might have owed back some money. I'm just saying,
right.
You gotta have a little more proof than okay. He called me 57 times. Well, why ain't you answer the phone?
Exactly.
Hello.
So you telling me now? So now when let's just say you with someone. And some girl said, I got receipts because you called. Okay, so I got to automatically think my man is spilling the tea. He's cheating? Mm-hmm. Like, really? And you're saying you're a former business partner.
Right.
They should have kept that former business partner out because I'm thinking now, how much she owe you?
Right. What she should have did if she was trying to go all the way here with it, even though I'm not endorsing that anyone does this, you should text back, like, hey, what's going on? What can I help you with? And then got his ass to commit to that way. But you can't just say you didn't answer that. Now you got some video, you got some audio recording. Now that's another story. But
what?
You can't just come all out and just be like, no, he called me a bunch of times and he trying to hit. Okay. So did he hit before?
What? Hello. And is that why y'all not business partners no more? Like,
huh.
What? But it's crazy nowadays how people are trying to be messy. Like, you can't trust nobody with mess.
Yeah. She probably trying to inject herself into the tabloids, that's all.
Probably.
What type
relevant.
Of business they got? Yeah, what type
Who
of
knows?
Business they got? Mm-hmm.
They didn't say all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm just saying. Here we go. Drizzy squashes beef with Chris Brown by bringing him on stage. They still doing the show? Oh, sorry. Drake showed the world that he has finally squashed his longtime beef with Chris Brown by bringing him out as a special guest Sunday at the Los Angeles stop of the Aubrey and the Three Amigos store. He had to bring somebody up because, you know, they two are sucking. This duo has had tension for years, allegedly over their mutual ex, Rihanna. Their feud escalated after a 2012 bottle hurling brawl at New York Club. Now, as Drake told the Staples Center, it's all behind him. I wanted to share this moment with y'all tonight. This is something I waited a long time for. I got the utmost respect. I think this guy is one of the most talented human beings on the planet. He said to introduce Brown, I never really got my chance to show him, so I figured tonight at Staples Center with each of every one of you, it would be the perfect moment to share. He's such a girl. Brown took the stage to perform some of his hits. After the show, the rapper turned to Instagram and commented on the epic move. This is not a fan edit, Drake wrote. Last time I was on stage with Brizzy was 2009 at Virginia Commonwealth University. Tonight I got to reconnect with him the first night at Staples. I love a good full circle moment. Thank you. Chris also commented on their new relationship, calling it a movement, not a moment.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I don't know what to say. I'm glad
bitch
they're cool.
Assness.
You know what I mean? I'm glad they're cool. I'm always into men putting things behind them, and
Ooh.
Moving forward in life. But I don't know. You think it could be because of the whole Rihanna kind of like saying, "Nigga, I don't want you to Drake." Oops, did I say that word? I don't want you to Drake, kind of. And what is she still throwing CB some love? Chris Breezy, is she still throwing him some love?
You know, I think she's always going to show him love on a DL, you know, but I just think Rihanna is just Riri, you know. He thought Drake really wanted to marry her. He was in love with her. Like, he wanted kids. He just knew that was his wife, but it didn't work out that way.
I think they both thought that.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, if Chris Brown wouldn't have messed up, I think he probably would have. If his demons didn't have him all jacked up.
Right. Let me ask you this. I don't think it'd be much of a ripple if she got back with Drake. I don't think it'd be that big of a ripple. It'd be a lot of noise, but it won't be that big of a ripple. But do you think it would hurt Rihanna if she did honestly get back with Chris? What do you think?
I think it would hurt her. I think that's why she hasn't went back. I think if she decides to ever do something out of the eye of the world, she could get back with Chris. I think that's where her heart really is. But because of the abuse, they will always think that she's trying to go back as an abused woman instead of just going back because that's who she loves and that's who she wants to be with. I think it won't look good, you know, because they will always think that this is the girl who cried wolf, you know, who not cried wolf, but was the face of what abuse really looks like, and it was bad. But I think it could become a story where if Chris really wanted her back, he really needs to show us, though, that he's grown. Chris hasn't shown us that he's grown because he's still doing silly stuff. But I think if Chris could grow and the people can see that he's grown, then it could be a true love story, as I've changed and people who make mistakes can change. But Chris hasn't showed us that he can change.
Right. He's still out here doing the wild shit.
Mm-hmm.
So on and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. Okay. So we got some more stuff over there.
We got Fabulous and girlfriend Emily, her fiance. The dad, Emily's dad, is now reporting to go on record and testify and help Fabulous out.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Emily's father is willing to testify on Fabulous' behalf following domestic violence incident. He's willing to go on and say, you know, help son-in-law out. Future son-in-law out. But, you know, it was what it was, you know.
Okay.
Help him out. Yeah.
Okay. I know. Oh, y'all looking like how I'm looking like, wait, okay, that's y'all dads out there. Maybe there's more to the story we don't know. Okay, so we're going to have to find some more insight on this. But, I mean, fellas out there, this is a talk show. We find things to talk about. I mean, fellas, could you do that? A guy that knocked your daughter's teeth out. Yeah, he got a lot of money, but he knocked your daughter's teeth out. Are you going to go to court and testify on his behalf? Hell of a question.
I mean, mamas, would you go? I mean, seriously, are you going to defend someone? Like, it's hard, like, because you don't want to say you're condoning this behavior. But then you don't want to say, I don't want my daughter to be unhappy with this man not being in her life. So, like, it's a catch-22. He made her unhappy, but he makes her happy. Now, as a dad, what do I do? Because now I know daddy and baby girl's having a conversation. Daddy, help me. And daddy's like, I would do anything for my baby girl. But is it helping your baby girl? What is that
right.
telling you? What message are you trying to give your baby girl? And that's hard because she's going to be mad either way it go. Whatever decision he decides to do is going to be a moral issue no matter what. It's going to be an integrity issue no matter what.
Right. Okay. Why? I tell you what, because we still got some more time. I'm going to slap a breather in here. And then when we come back, I'm going to tell you how I feel about it as a dad, what I would do, DJ E-Monster. Check it out. This is Chance the Rapper. It's one of his new tracks called Walla Cam featuring Super BWE. Y'all figure it out. I think it's Super Bowie. I think it might be Bowie. Monster's Radio Live.
We live, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go.
Walla cam, 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 walla for some head, but I'm low-key guillotine. Police watching me like I'm low-key new TV, like I'm serving 20 feet, like I low-key used to be. Over the seas with my girl, cause she overachieving. Don't put nobody over her things. Love my life, shorty ride my face like Mike. I'm a beater like Mike, not Ike. My slip bro shit online, I'm mine. Spent all you made all year, all night, on mine. Fuck some bands up, fuck your mans up, on mine. Fuck some bands up, switch the plan up. Lead a country life right now, shit.
Yeah, new music. Chance the Rapper called Walla Cam and Superboy, BWE. Y'all figure it out, but that's what it is. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, I'm bringing it back. We still got you over there. Okay,
yeah.
There we go. All right. So me, on the topic that we're talking about, you were telling us about how fabulous it's his wife. Her dad was in court. Speaking on his behalf. And, you know, I think it's struck up a good conversation, you know, and we put out there, you know, basically, you know, sum it up as a parent. Could you go and testify on behalf of somebody who basically knocked your daughter's front teeth out? Can you go there and testify on his behalf and do that? It's unbelievable. You know, she put out her vibration on it. Me, to be honest, me as a father, because obviously at some point he didn't whoop that ass. He have his reasons why. Maybe he's a God-fearing man, whatever, whatever. But me, I would have had to put hands on you, or you'd had to whoop my, you had to knock my teeth out too, bruh. I'm just saying, that's how it had to go down. Number two, I'm not saying I can't forgive you, because like you said, it's unbelievable. If she still wants to be there, if that's what makes her happy, sometimes as parents, we have to just accept that's what it's going to be. Don't ostracize her out your life because now you can't see nothing that's going on. And let's keep it 100. If you're coming around a lot, he's going to do less tour because he don't want you to see that. So, but me showing up in court, testifying on his, no, I can't do it. I might be able to sit back and be like, okay, that's you, baby. But God damn it, man. If I get up and say, no, good character witness, da-da-da-da-da-da, I just can't do it. It's going to have to be what it's going to have to be. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's going to have to be, I'll show up in court, but I ain't finna do nothing on behalf of da-da-da. You're going to have to deal with that. You punched her teeth out. You sorry now. Okay, we are sorry you did it. But in that moment, you did it. You're going to have to live to that consequence, and what they give you is what they give you. I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm gonna have to, that's how it's gonna have to be. Like I said, okay, I might be able to get to the point I ain't gonna have to put hands on you with it. But as far as me getting up saying, oh no, judge, da da da, it ain't gonna happen. Not by the evidence that's been presented to me. Oh hell no. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But hey, if that's what their family wishes are, I wish them the best on their family getting their goals accomplished. But me? Oh, no.
That's a hard thing. That's like a hard pill to swallow. Like, that is. Because you're condoning the behavior that has happened to your child. And if mm-hmm. you condone it once, who's to say it's not going to continue to happen?
Right.
And then it becomes a secret. And then she's like, well, then I don't want to tell my daddy because A, B, and C will happen. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good thing. So much can happen from that one time you compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't testify. Like, I'd be like, hail to the nana, bruh. That's my baby.
Right.
But then I'll be looking at my daughter like, why are you still here, though? Like, why is she still here? I know you got new teeth. I know that's your boo, whatever, but why are you staying? I know love, like I said before, you may love him, but I didn't, you know, never heard, you know, if I was even trying to change his lifestyle around. And once again, what makes you get so mad, like you were saying before, that you would kick a door or touch your, or you know, hit someone? Like, what put you, I know different reasons put you there. I think we've all been through some similar situation that put us there, but what brings us there? Maybe that should be something we should talk tomorrow on Takeover Tuesday. What brings you to putting your hands on someone? Like, what is that tipping point?
Right. Good one. We got some more bumping news.
We got one more. The Gophers. A Gophers student got arrested. Gophers running back arrested in Minneapolis. So Sergeant Darcy Horn says that Shannon Nichols Brooks was taken into custody Sunday at 1:15. Here we go. Horn was arrested on suspicion of a domestic assault. Hennepin County jail records show Brooks was booked into the jail about an hour and a half after his arrest. Care 11 has reached out to the university, Minneapolis Athletic Department for comments, but yet had to receive one. Gophers head football coach P.J. Fleck announced in March Brooks would be out for the rest of the season due to a lower leg injury that requires surgery. At that time, Fleck and said Brooks is expected to return for the 2019, so now he may be done. So another, what made him get to a point where he wants to do domestic assault as well? So literally, what is making people go there? What is making folks go there?
Especially when you know you're on that big of a platform. I mean, come on, man. The damn Gophers just died some shit not too long ago where they damn near suspended half the damn football team. You know what I mean? There's always some type of controversy. You know, if something, some little minute bullshit hits the news, it's going to burn like wildfire. It's going to, the matter, it could be a small incident, but by the time they get to it, it's going to be a hell of a damn incident.
Yes.
I mean, what makes you go there knowing you're on that level? I mean, come on. Shit. I would be afraid of my job finding out some bullshit. You know what I mean? If I got in trouble coming home from the bar. Y'all motherfuckers is on platforms. Ooh, okay. I don't know. Maybe the vibration of thought is different.
But that's the same thing with, like, Fabulous. You know, his platform. That's the same thing with R. Kelly. His platform. Weinstein. Bill Cosby. You guys have had a platform. Like, what is making you guys go past your platform? Like, what is it?
Right. Knowing good and damn well, okay, you might be going, okay, I'm power enough to hold down my circuit and my group of friends, blah, 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 blah. We'll just say, hypothetically, your ass is CBS. I probably shouldn't have said that. I apologize, CBS. It's a free little plug, but we're just using y'all as a little prior experiment. But say you're big and you run CBS, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to do this bogus shit, but ain't nothing going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You must forgot about NBC, Fox, and all your other competitors. You dig? That's going to tear your ass up first chance they get. Are you not thinking this, people? Everybody that's a competitor of whatever situation you're in, especially if you're a team, don't you think the other team is going to be like the other team that's coming up? How are we going to get him off the field? Well, apparently he just beat up his girlfriend. Well, let's hit the news with that. They'll pull his ass on that. Hey, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's run with that. Hello? CBS?
And as you see, it don't matter how many years ago, honey, they digging up graves. Like, if I'm telling you, you know how it used to be like back in the day when you was growing up and you was like, how big is your graveyard of bodies that you done had?
Right.
Ooh. And you be like, I don't want nobody to know my graveyard. And then now you be like, damn it, man. I ain't running for shit because my graveyard looks like that.
Like, I ain't did shit compared to what they doing. Like,
yes.
Golly, wild jeepers. That's my white friend.
Yes.
Golly, wild jeepers. I mean, shit, goddamn, motherfucker, for us homeboys. Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. People got some graveyards. And man, people use graveyards against you. Like, they really do. I run for something. I promise you, your graveyard is about to be unturned.
Right. And you're like, oh, no, you pushed me off the jungle gym in second grade. Motherfucker, I don't even remember second grade. You did. Like, God damn.
Right. You finger me in the bushes when we was little. Nigga, dude, you on my block? I don't even know you.
Right.
You touched my booty and ran. Who are you?
So, all right, matter of fact, speaking of that, I'm pretty sure everybody has seen the whole thing with the little boy and the new lady, what they call her? Corner Store Connie or some shit like that. I don't know. The lady that went in a rant and tried to call the police on the 9-year-old boy because she says that he groped her booty.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can swing back to that if you want to, but there's a new one. I don't know if you've seen the new one, but there's a new one. I don't know what they're going to call her. Little Apartment Annie. Colleen, but apparently a gentleman, he's trying to go into his apartment building, which is in a luxurious downtown apartment building, in downtown St. Louis. But they're saying that, or I've seen the footage, not saying they do have the footage of the lady actually blocking the door from him coming in the building. Like, you can't come in here. Like, where are you going? You don't live here. He's like, excuse me, ma'am. Can you get out of my way? Like, you're blocking the door. You're blocking the entrance from me entering the building. Well, where do you live at? What apartment? And I believe he was right. Like, I don't think he had to tell her, even though he did live there, he didn't have to tell her what apartment was. I don't want to tell you, you crazy old bat. But she wasn't no old bat. But I'm just saying, you crazy lady. I don't want to tell you my apartment number. Then you're going to harass my door.
Anyway,
so apparently he's got video. He pushed his way past her peacefully. I have to say that. He pushed past her peacefully, but she followed him all the way up to his door. Yes, with her little dog, her little pit bull. No, it wasn't no pit bull. She had a little dog. I'm not even going to disgrace the dog, the type of dog it was, by saying it was with his lady. You dig? But the lady really, really was on his ass. Got in the elevator, followed him all the way to his door to make sure that he lived there. Like, wow. Is that, I mean, we already got what? The barbecue lady. We got the swimming pool lady. We got what? Corner Store Connie, whatever they call her now. We got the corner store lady. And now we got the apartment lady. I mean, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and they better quit. Like, seriously, they better stop because police are going to stop coming for the aid and when they really need it because those black folks don't snap the fuck out because y'all keep pushing. you gonna be dead, Connie, sitting on the floor. Because I done punched your lights out, because and then no one came to help you, because you done bled out. Stop playing. They need to stop. Because they gonna run up on somebody who's not going to be playing with them. And the police is not going to come because they're getting so many false calls. But it's so sad that racism is so prevalent nowadays. Like, it is just, like, okay, like, once again, everything is prevalent. But for their arrogance and their rudeness and their egos are just sitting at the doors of places, and they're getting away with it.
Yeah. Well, not anymore, because they fired her ass. Not anymore. She
yes,
even got fired
did.
From her job. And people, when you check out the videotape, you can tell me if I'm wrong, though, because I don't know. I could be wrong. I almost think the lady might have been, she just had a fucked up come on game. Maybe she was trying to flirt with him. I don't know. And it just didn't work in her favor. Maybe she thought, well, he going to think I'm sexy. He did. And it just didn't go in her favor. But I don't know. Maybe.
She wasn't a cute white lady. She wasn't a cute white lady.
Maybe that's her approach.
But the sad thing is,
down.
I would have been petty. See, I would have been petty. I would have been waiting right there like, oh, you ain't coming. You ain't knowing where I live. We're going to sit right here, and I'm going to call the lease agent. I couldn't have went
right.
Nowhere.
No,
I'd be like, hold on.
Your ass
lease office.
Going on every floor. Going on every floor.
Mm-hmm.
No, this ain't it. Walk almost every door. You following me? Okay, come on. Your dog gonna piss in
mm-hmm.
here by the time we walk out here.
Absolutely.
So bad.
And then I would have hit every floor and then went back downstairs and be like, went to the leasing office. I'd be like, get this bitch. I would have
probably
yes.
gonna kick her ass out the building. They probably gonna
I'd
kick
like,
her ass
Whoo.
Out the building.
I would have been like, oh, no, this
right.
ain't it. Oh, no, this ain't it. Oh, no, this ain't it. Oh, no, this ain't it. Next floor, I would have clowned. I would have clowned.
Right.
Yes, I would have clowned
right.
that day because you're still not knowing where I live because he ended up taking her to his apartment anyway, even though he said he wasn't going to tell her. He ended up taking her anyway. You're not going to know where I live, so I got to do something. I'm going to take you to the leasing office, and if the leasing office ain't there, I'm calling. The cops on you.
Right. Well, all I can say, people, that's all I can say. People, don't get mad. Don't put your hands on people and do 30 days. Call in the Karma Cafe. Put their ass on blast. Or just do like everybody else do. Make a video. Go viral. Become little semi-famous for your little hot 2 minutes. But that shit's crazy. And I'm glad you touched on the racial part because, you know, these are two things that are from, you know, our Monsters Radio global community. Part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing, and I think it affects our entire community because you talked about the racism part, and I've seen racism today on pretty much the highest platform of representation for the United States. Did you see? I can't even remember the lady's name, and I apologize, but did you guys see what Donald Trump was saying about this lady? And he was coming out saying that if she was part Native American, he would do this. He would donate $1 million to charity, which now he's recanting. Now that we caught his ass, now he's trying to come up with stipulations to the thing. He's got to test her himself. What kind of bullshit is that? Are you even authorized to give somebody a DNA testing? But the whole point is, whether she was or not, she don't look like it to me, but whether she was, because it's like 10 generations back. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Either way it goes. Our president was calling this woman Pocahontas. If you don't understand, a lot of people go, oh, Pocahontas was a great movie. You don't understand. That's a racial slur.
Absolutely.
Broad. He promoted that, jumped out with it, led with it. A racial slur. On all levels, we should be uncomfortable.
On all levels, we've
we
been
be
uncomfortable with that man in there, but we are like, we don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. Like, literally. It's always going to be something racial. Hell, he wanted to build a wall for Mexico. Damn it. We knew he was a bigot. We knew he was a racist. We knew he was all that. And he just opened up the door for other people to think they are too. But see, he has a secret service. The ones don't. They better stop acting like they got a secret service, because you don't. Well, the police is your secret service, but, you know,
not forever.
Not forever. Because
yeah,
you
so
run up and you go mess with somebody else's family, and they going to turn. These white folks are going to turn on themselves. You just wait. They going to turn on themselves. I just keep telling black folks, but just stay out of it.
That is what you've been saying. So far, as Williams may sound, so far it's been working. When you're like, let them do
yeah.
it, it's been running its course. Like, wow, okay. You see in the future or something over there, Miss Lady? Miss Unbelievable Cleo or somebody?
No. I just know that when black folks stay out of stuff, we good. We don't. If we stay out of stuff, because see, we mess stuff up with our own stuff. You see what I'm saying? Just stay out of it. And white folks will end up turning on themselves, you know, because then they don't have nobody to blame but the white folks. If the black folks step in, then they'll start blaming us again. Nope. Stay your ass out, and then watch them turn on each other. It's white folks against white folks. And us black folks, we just look, and Asians and everybody else, we're like, I told y'all. Just stay out of it. They ain't got nobody to blame but themselves. And, honey, white privilege against white privilege is the funniest shit to watch.
Oops. Okay. So, all right, so let's
Because you
want to
know
so,
who's going to fold first.
So, all right, so let's see. So we're close to the end of the show. Did we have more? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? No?
No, yeah. That was all I had.
Okay. So, all right, so let's see. What else was we on tonight? Monstrous Monday. Don't forget, tomorrow we got Takeover Tuesday, where you can call in and take over the show. So if you're an artist, that means you could submit your music. Call in and request yourself. Spin your damn self. Yeah, then I'll move to the side. You can run your own music. Interview yourself. That's why it's called Takeover Tuesday. Even if you're a babysitter, if you want to call in and put the baby people on blast, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I know how it is sometimes. You go over there to babysit people's kids, and they just go crazy. So, all right, what else we got?
So, Mr. Imasa, how was your weekend? What did you do?
My weekend was boring. I'm just going to keep it 10,000. I didn't do nothing. I sat in the crib. I tried to get some stuff together for the radio, but that didn't work out for me too well. But outside of that, yeah, I didn't really do too much. I just kind of chilled out, had a monstrous lazy weekend. So in the beginning of the show, when she's talking about who did something was lazy, that lazy part, yeah, that was me. That was me. What's you do? That's the question. Miss Activity.
Yeah. No. I was lazy. I cleaned my house. That's about it. Oh, wait, I cooked. Yep. Yup. Yep, I cooked.
Yup. So what did you cook?
I made some chicken noodle tortellini soup.
Oh. I did see that. How did it come out?
Yeah.
Did you use enough
seasoning? Turned out great. I did. I used this time, you know, it was really cool because I used all organic, ingredients. And, you know, organic brings the freshness out of everything. So it was like fresh carrot, organic carrots, celery, broth, and then I had basil and fresh garlic and fresh onions, and it was just, you know, organic chicken, you know, farm fed. It was really, like, great. Organic pasta with cheese. So I really, like, enjoyed making it. And then I slow cooked it for 6 hours. And it was this, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, so we are about at the end of the show. I mean, unless you got anything else, I guess, shit, I got to play some music to get up out of here. There's so much time
left.
Yeah.
So you know, we are. Hey, we did an hour and 30 minutes, so we going 2 hours? Is that what we going today?
No, just an hour and 30 minutes. We up out of here.
We loving on y'all tonight. We loving on y'all tonight, ain't we? Just giving y'all all the goods. Just all the good. All of them. Ow.
Right. So, all right, let me see. What I want to get play on my way up out of here. Oof. I really don't know. I told y'all I wasn't ready for tonight. I told y'all this.
Why don't you play, I don't know, play something. Play some upbeat.
I got some
Do you have, sure. Who's that? No, I'm just kidding.
Papoose.
Just kidding. I know who that is.
Rolling in the coupe, Monstrous Radio. We out.
Good night. Thank you for listening.